broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along. The mainstream press is shilling for Hillary, saying, you know what? Hillary is saying Donald stands against everything that America has built on for 240 years. He's attacking everything. That's an absolute lie. Hillary Clinton, behind the scenes, has a secret agenda. And she has a public consumption agenda. WikiLeaks broke that reality big time, and she's never been really forced to answer for that deceptive manipulation of the public. Nevertheless, Donald is telling it like it is. And Donald wants to fix America, make America great again. He admits we have problems rather than pretending we don't. Now, Donald gave an incredible speech that lays out his understanding. I thought I'd let you listen to that, and then we'll talk about it.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company, and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family, instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm calling this our movement speech. So my headline says Donald Trump, our movement speech. I think that's what we're talking about here. Donald's got a valid point when he says, look, the regime is out of control and they got to be stopped. They call it Trump the establishment. But I, you know, all I'm telling you is it's the our movement speech. And we need to really think about what's happening here. I agree Donald has a lot to be desired. He's not a perfect guy. And I agree certain things he's done just make me cringe in horror. However, you know what? He doesn't need to run for office. He's never been a politician. He could do very well as a TV star. He's already done it. He could do very well as a developer. He's already done it. No matter whether you think he's as rich as he is or not, the Clintons want to go ahead and poison your mind and make you believe that he's a nobody, that he hasn't done anything in his life. But he's done more in the private sector than Hillary will ever do in her whole life. And even if Donald isn't as rich as we think he is, it makes no difference. He's got plenty of money to live out the rest of his life. What is he, 70 years old? 70-something years old or whatever? All right. How long is Donald going to live? 10, 15, 20 years more? He's got plenty of money for him and his family to live forever in the lap of luxury. He's simply saying Hillary's corrupt and she's got to be stopped and I'm the guy that can do it. Vote for me and I'll lower taxes. Vote for me, I'll reduce regulations. Vote for me and I'll stand for pro-life. I'm not sure that there's any other defining issues at this point. You could say, Sam, both Hillary and Donald are immoral. Fine, I agree. However, the media won't let a moral candidate even get on the campaign stage. They won't let them be on the debate stage. They won't cover their campaign. They won't. So you can't even hear about the good, honest, moral candidates. You've heard more about the honesty and moral candidates by my endorsement of Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley on the Constitution Party than from anybody else. I get it. I also get in the forced, manipulated media binary scenario. Donald, compared to Trump, is a blessing. Are there things that Donald might do that I disagree with? Yes. But I know this. The scandals surrounding Donald are nothing compared to the scandals around Hillary and Bill Clinton and their cronies. All right. For example, polls show that voters fear their ballots won't even count. So when Donald brings up this, hey, there's vote fraud, I don't think it's debatable. The American people get it. Fewer than half of Americans are very confident that their vote for president will be counted directly. And most say their ballot, listen, will not matter anyway because the political process is so dominated by corruption and corporate interests. Americans are almost divided on whether voter fraud or oppression is a bigger problem. In other words, what's a bigger problem, voter fraud or flat-out disenfranchisement because it's a big media money game? 37% named fraud, 41% a voter suppression. 57% of all Americans and nearly two-thirds of independents agreed that politics and elections are controlled by people with money. Think about that indictment. That's the case. People believe that. Donald Trump's just really becoming our spokesman for our concerns. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you, Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee.
Tune in to Liberty News Radio's Political Roundtable 2016, special broadcast of election night coverage on Tuesday, November 8th. Features seasoned talk stars, newsmakers, and political commentators together in a live radio and video simulcast, providing news the networks refuse to use. Tune into our live presentation on election night, Tuesday, November 8th, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on LNR's affiliate stations, internet stream, Roku channel, or the Unlimited Listen line. Visit libertynewsradio.com. Jesse Lee Peterson, Vice Presidential Candidate Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Larry Pratt, Keith Allen, Richard Mack, and surprise guests will report the significant events of this historic election. Liberty News Radio provides the opportunity for constitutional conservatives to gather and share in the excitement when the next president of the United States is announced. Tuesday night, November 8th, election night coverage. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I'm calling it Trump Our Movement Speech. That was an incredible layout of what the problems are and what we need to do to solve it, ladies and gentlemen. And I mentioned even with Trump's problems, the fact is he's becoming a mouthpiece, a spokesman for what our concerns are. The big concerns are, according to the latest mainstream press polls, polls show that voters are fearful that their votes will not count. And there's a split between the public on whether they believe it's flat-out vote fraud or just that corporate interests, the regime, if you will, in bed with government, has disenfranchised all of us and voter suppression, voter manipulation, before we ever get to the vote fraud, really at the polls is the question. There's a divide on that. But it's clear over two-thirds of independents and 57% of the American people say, no matter what you say, my vote won't count. Now, Donald Trump really isn't articulating something new about vote fraud. The American people have been concerned about it forever. The Democrats have promoted and peddled this reality forever when it's in their favor or when they're concerned. They act like it's a non-issue and quit whining when it's in their favor to their benefit. But they all lie on both sides of the aisle, and voter fraud is a serious problem, and Trump has just tapped into this big concern that 57%+ of Americans are concerned big time about. But the voter fraud issue even gets worse. Joining me now, James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org is his incredible website, his radio talk show syndicated by Liberty News Radio, proudly so, available every Saturday night on your radio live or available 24/7 on demand at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And by the way, grab his latest book, Racism, Schmacism, while you're there. It'll be a delightful educational read and free you from the racism lie. But I digress. Vote fraud's the issue. James, welcome, sir.
Sam, it's great to be here, and I would just like to say, I know we'll be together on election night for the special political roundtable.
Yes, we will, sir.
Coverage, that's going to be exciting, but if this is my last appearance with you before election day, I just want to tell you, brother, what an incredible year it has been together as we have covered this campaign, and because of media manipulation and manufacturing been injected as a part of this campaign, it has been a year to remember, and whatever happens over the course of these next 2 weeks, it has been an honor to serve in the trenches with you this year on the radio. This network has really stood out.
Well, thank you, sir. We're doing the best we can. We're telling the tale of liberty everywhere we go, and the plot continues to thicken with vote fraud being a very real concern.
All right, so you heard that clip that you played in the first segment, and again, I say, ladies and gentlemen, that very well may be the finest, most succinct clip and argument as to why Trump must get your vote, especially for all of you out in Utah, which is now somewhat in contention according to some of these polls. It's Trump or Hillary. We know that. Trump.
Yes, and I mentioned that that's a binary discussion that the mainstream press has forced created.
That's right. That's right. And it's a shame that it's that way, but that's the way it is.
That's right.
And if you listen to that clip, you understand that Trump at least has somewhat of a knowledge of what's going on out there. And that clip that Sam played in the first segment of this hour really rings the bells. Now, with regard to that, people are beginning to get it that Trump gets it as well. Michelle Bachmann says this week, Christians must come together to elect Trump. Because again, what's the alternative? There's that. But let's talk about voter fraud. That's what the topic of this segment actually is. Sam, you'll be interested to know, if you didn't know this already, and there's very little that you don't know that I know first, but the governor of Mississippi, the sitting governor of the state of Mississippi, said on the radio this week that, yes, the election is rigged and that Trump would have to win by an overwhelming majority in order to win by so much that they couldn't cheat enough to compensate for that. That's the governor of Mississippi. So now you have not a pundit, not a Trump surrogate, but now a sitting governor saying that, of course, it's rigged, and he's going to have to win by so much that they couldn't possibly cheat enough to bring him back down. That's a governor, Sam.
That is incredibly significant, and it tells the tale that everybody's concerned. And I hope more people stand up, and more people speak out. I'll give you an example. We had on our guest yesterday, Mr. Sid Miller. He's an agricultural commissioner in Texas. He literally said it's rigged too, Kurt. I mean, too, James. More and more people are realizing and admitting and blatantly saying, yes, it's been rigged for a long time, too.
Well, what's profound about this, Mr. Commissioner Miller and Governor, the governor of Mississippi, Governor Bryant, these are high-level elected officials now coming out and saying, of course, folks, believe me. And it's different this time. I guess perhaps I'm hypothesizing here, but maybe they feel as though we can speak out now because there's actually a difference between the two candidates. And so, therefore, the vote fraud becomes even more pronounced because before it's like, well, one wins, one loses. No matter who wins, we lose. So it's not that big of a deal. But in this case, and again, that's just me offering my opinion on why they would come out and speak up now, but it is telling, and there is something there. And when you start having sitting governors, that changes the game a little bit. It's certainly more than pundits and talk radio commentators putting it out there that this could be something that sways the most important election, certainly in our lifetimes. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's said every year. This is the most important election in our lifetimes. Really could be, if not the most important presidential election in American history, it's got to be the top two or three. It's got to be the top two or three,
Sam.
I
would say the only one that even compared to some degree was Reagan. People didn't really realize it was near as significant at the time, but it certainly was a landslide. I hope we see the same when it comes to Donald Trump. Now, the Mississippi governor, just so you know, this has been reported in Mississippi Today, so I use that for our double sourcing of your statements. Also, governor, his name is Phil Bryant. Presidential election is rigged. News reports are that he echoes Donald Trump's concerns. And now what does the mainstream press and the Clinton camp have to say, James?
Well, there's not going to be much they can do to attack Mississippi anymore. I mean, Mississippi, and that's why I think it's going to be always be a Southerner that takes the lead on something like this. I mean, obviously Trump's not a Southerner, and so that makes what he's done even more remarkable. But with regard to something like this, normally it's going to be a Southerner to take the lead. Southerners are used to taking arrows and being attacked, and so they can stand up and speak boldly because what are they going to do? Just get attacked some more. And so I do believe that this could be a game changer, and I haven't seen any recanting or any walking back of the statements that Governor Bryant said. Mississippi is one of the greatest states. I believe, and I'm biased, of course. Now, I'm from Tennessee. I was born in Tennessee. I'm a second-generation Tennessean, but before that, all of my family on both sides were Mississippian as far back as we can trace our tree into the early 1800s. So I am partial to Mississippi. I think Mississippi is the hardiest, greatest, most conservative, most God-fearing state in the country. And so I would expect something like this from the governor of Mississippi. But yes, to have a sitting governor of any state come out with something like this, hopefully it will embolden others to do the same if they realize what the truth is.
You got that right. It's a significant issue. It's not going away. My only concern is some of this stuff is coming out, critical issues with little time left. But hopefully it'll be enough time. I don't know if you saw this, in addition to Governor Phil Bryant of Mississippi saying the election is rigged, but now Colin Powell says he'll vote for Hillary Clinton. I bring that up because, remember, Hillary's the one that pointed at Colin saying, yeah, this guy taught me how to create my bogus email server, and I was just following his lead, and at the time, the Republicans kind of freaked out and went, oh, man, Colin's a Republican and everything else. But now what you got is a black Republican, what, cloak and dagger guy that got attacked by Hillary, and now he literally endorses Hillary for president, says that's who he's voting for. Do you see?
Not surprising at all, obviously, Sam.
Amen. But do you see how it's us against the insiders, ladies and gentlemen, not a Republican slash Democrat issue? That's the whole point. Newt Gingrich gets into it with Megyn Kelly. Details in seconds. It's incredible. Liberty Roundtable live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
The Obama administration is still considering the possibility of providing CIA-supported Syrian insurgents with truck-mounted anti-aircraft weapons that could be used against Russian aircraft and artillery, reports the Washington Post. This option, called Plan B by administration officials, was discussed during an October 14th meeting with the National Security Council and reportedly has not been approved or rejected. Approval of that approach would create the strong possibility that Russian military personnel would be killed through the use of American weapons, which would in turn increase the likelihood of a direct confrontation between Washington and Moscow. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. After a meeting with Saudi Foreign Minister Abdel Al-Jubeir, Secretary of State John Kerry said that the two of them had discussed a potential fix In a recently enacted law allowing 9/11 victims and survivors to sue the Saudi government for its reported material support to the hijackers, Riyadh has threatened economic retaliation against the U.S. as a result of the measure, which was enacted through a congressional override of Barack Obama's veto. The administration claims that the law, called the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act, or JASTA, places U.S. military and diplomatic personnel at risk by undermining the principle of sovereign immunity. Terry Strada, a 9/11 widow who was active in the campaign to enact JASTA, complains that in the press conference following the meeting with Joubert, Kerry led off his public remarks not by talking about ISIS or Iraq, but instead by assuring the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia that they would work to destroy the bill. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
It's now with more Newt Gingrich. He served as Speaker of the House. He's a Trump supporter and author of the book Treason. Great to see you, Mr. Speaker. Thanks for being here. So
it's good to be back.
I mean, with Cook and many other nonpartisan independent pollsters now saying that the Senate is likely lost to the Republicans, what does that say? I mean, if Donald Trump loses this White House race and the Republicans lose the Senate, does that suggest that the Republicans nominated the wrong candidate at the top of their ticket?
The next 2 weeks are a contest of two parallel universes. I just listened to that report. First of all, I used to hang out with Charlie Cook when he would explain that Donald Trump was hopeless and would not get the nomination. I like Charlie. That doesn't mean he's infallible. But let's take the report we just got. Republicans are actually outvoting Democrats in Florida. They're outvoting Democrats in Pennsylvania. That's unprecedented. They've cut the Democratic lead.
You predict a win
lead
in Pennsylvania?
I think they might.
Really? Do you think Trump's going to win Pennsylvania?
Look, all I can report to you right now is they're outvoting the Democrats in early voting, which is also true in Florida, which is unprecedented.
But all of the polls in Pennsylvania have her winning.
What?
All of the polls in Pennsylvania have her ahead.
I know. I just told you we have two alternative universes right now. In Iowa, for example, the Democrats are 50,000 votes behind where they were with Barack Obama in turnout. The governor is very confident we're going to carry Iowa, which Obama carried last time. I could just carry you through case after case like this. In Minnesota, we're almost certainly going to win the congressional seat up around Duluth, which is a very Democratic area, but it deeply dislikes Hillary Clinton and represent.
But let me just ask you, because you say it's two alternate universes. I mean, these are sort of small examples of how he might be heading early voting and so on. But I'm telling you that the Fox News decision desk just moved Iowa, that you just mentioned, Indiana, second congressional district in Maine. All of them moved left, moved more likely to vote for Hillary Clinton. And in fact,
Fox,
all of the moves that have been on this
left
map over the past 3 weeks by Larry Sabato, by Cook, by the Fox News decision desks. These are nonpartisan outlets that are just trying to call the electoral scoreboard.
They're not nonpartisan outlets. Every outlet you described is part of the establishment.
Fox News, really? Are we? I don't think so. Every state they've moved it to the left, towards Hillary. And you tell me whether that's all made up.
No, I think they're two alternative universes. You have a poll which suggests that she's going to get a Barack Obama turnout among African Americans. I don't think that's going to happen. You have a Washington Post ABC News poll where they took out 8% of the vote because they didn't like the way it voted. Look, I've been around long enough. I remember when the Detroit Liberal newspaper on the Sunday before the election said John Engler would lose by 14 points. He won the governorship that year. Mm-hmm. I don't take polls as seriously as people who've never run for office.
But your candidate, I can tell you, your candidate loves them and has touted them from the beginning. And he's been behind in virtually every one out of the last 40 polls that we've seen over the past month. That's the reality.
If you want to assume the election's over, skip the next 2 weeks and we can talk about the future.
I'm not assuming anything. I'm asking you whether you believe your candidate's behind based on these numbers and what it says about the down ballot races.
I believe the odds are at least 1 in 3 and maybe better than that. That the difference in intensity and the difference in determination and the degree to which Hillary Clinton is clearly the most corrupt, dishonest person ever nominated by a party all mean that the odds are pretty good she's not going to win. Mm-hmm. Now, I actually believe that. This is not just because I'm for Donald Trump. I actually believe the American people
are
sickened
by
this.
So let's assume she is corrupt, right? She was as corrupt 3 weeks ago and 3 months ago, and she would have been corrupt and collapsing physically on September 11th of this year, and her poll numbers tanked.
She was collapsing
physically. Then you know what happened. He had a rough first debate. He took the bait on Alicia Machado. He stayed in that trap for a week. The Access Hollywood tape came out, which was not produced by Hillary Clinton. That was Trump on camera talking about grabbing women.
Look, I just heard you go through this with Governor Pence. I get it. I know where you're coming from. But let me point out something to you.
Sure.
The three major networks spent 23 minutes attacking Donald Trump that night and 57 seconds on Hillary Clinton's secret speeches. You don't think this is a scale of bias worthy of Pravda and Izvestia? I mean, you want to know why Donald Trump's had a rough time?
If Trump is a sexual predator, that is...
He's not a sexual predator.
Okay,
you can't
that's your
say
opinion.
That.
I'm
you
not taking a position on
You could not defend that
it.
Statement.
I am
I'm
not
sick
taking
and tired of
it.
People like you using language that's inflammatory, that's not true.
Excuse me, Mr. Speaker.
Donald Trump
was
not...
You have no idea whether it's true or not. What we know is that...
And neither do you.
That's right, and I'm not taking a position on it, unlike
you. Yes, you are. When you use the words, you took a position.
So what
I think it's very unfair of you to do that, Megan.
Incorrect.
I think that is exactly the bias people are upset by.
I think that your defensiveness on this may speak volumes, sir.
No,
what I said
let me just
is
suggest
if,
to you...
No. Let me make my point, and then I'll give you the floor. What I said is, if Trump is a sexual predator, then it's a big story. And what we saw on that tape was Trump himself saying that he likes to grab women by the genitals and kiss them against their will. That's what we saw. Then we saw 10 women come forward after he denied actually doing it at a debate to say that was untrue. He did it to me. He did it to me. We saw reporters. We saw people who had worked with him, people from Apprentice and so on and so forth. He denies it all, which is his right. We don't know what the truth is. My point to you is, as a media story, we don't get to say the 10 women are lying. Oh. We have to cover that story, sir. Oh,
sure. Okay, so it's worth 23 minutes of the three networks to cover that story. And Hillary Clinton, in a secret speech in Brazil to a bank that pays her $225,000, saying her dream is an open border where 600 million people could come to America, that's not worth covering.
That is worth covering.
You want to go back through the tapes of your show recently? You are fascinated with sex, and you don't care about public policy. Now, that's what I get out of watching you tonight.
You know what? Mr. Speaker, I'm not fascinated by sex, but I am fascinated by the protection of women and understanding what we're getting in the Oval Office. And I think the American voters would like
and
to
know. And therefore, we're going to send Bill Clinton back to the East Wing because, after all, you are worried about sexual predators.
Yeah, listen, it's not about me. It's about the women and men of America. And the poll numbers show us that the women of America in particular are very concerned about these allegations and in large part believe that they are a real issue. And
do you want to comment on whether the Clinton ticket has a relationship to a sexual predator?
We on the Kelly File have covered that story as well, sir. I will tell you the
polls. I just want to hear you use the words. I want to hear your words. Bill Clinton, sexual predator. I dare you. Say Bill Clinton, sexual predator.
Mr. Speaker,
disbarred
we've covered...
Disbarred by the Arkansas Bar. $850,000 penalty.
Excuse me, sir. We on the Kelly File have covered the Clinton matter as well. We've hosted Kathleen Willey. We've covered the examples of him being accused as well, but he's not on the ticket. And the polls also show that
they'll
the American public is less interested in the deeds of Hillary Clinton's husband than they are in the deeds of the man who asks us to make him president, Donald Trump. We're going to have to leave it at that, and you can take your anger issues and spend some time working on them, Mr. Speaker. Thanks for being
here.
And you too.
I think Newt did a tremendous job. I think he schooled Hillary, but I will say this. He should have taken out the gloves and say, listen, Hillary's a sexual predator as well. Hillary literally created the bimbo eruption term, Megan, and Hillary has relentlessly attacked these women and covered for her rapist husband. And not only that, it just came out that, you know what? There's now people willing to testify that they were the fixer, that they fixed sexual trysts for sexual predator Hillary Clinton with men and women. And we got a Vince Foster death tied to Hillary's love affairs. Now, you want to go off, Megan, and talk about this? You want to get this done? Have me on. I'll clean your clock, ma'am. It isn't about anger. Well, it's about the truth. And when you people underreport this Hillary scandals and overreport any mistake Donald makes, you've created a corrupt pre-election fraud scenario by your manipulations. James?
Sam, I have never cared much for Newt Gingrich, to say the least. But this year, and with that appearance on the Kelly File in particular, it, as far as his capacity as a defender of Trump, I would saddle up and ride at the sound of the guns with him. How incredibly unprofessional for Megyn Kelly at the end. It just goes to show, again, some of the fallacies of women in these positions.
You
obviously,
take your
she couldn't
anger
handle
issues away with you, you white supremacist, extreme sexist bigot. Why don't you go away now so I can control the news?
Well, just what goes to show that her emotions completely took over because she was stood up to. She's used to having, I guess, people preen at her, preen with her because she's a woman and therefore she can't be treated like a man even though she wants to be in a man's business.
But I'm going to tell you she is fascinated with sex. Newt Gingrich is right. She used to hang out on Howard Stern. She mocks Trump doing that. And she talked about her own sexual body with Howard in a very mocking, belittling hostility towards women way.
She talked about her body, her physical attributes. She talked about how she enjoys sex and all this and the other. But for her to say Fox News is an establishment, I mean, that just right there shredded any credibility. And of course, she's had it in for Trump from day one because of what happened in the first Republican debate way back last fall. So, I mean, she's a shill. She's a tank. She's in the tank. But that was grotesque. But God bless Newt Gingrich for what he did in that.
We got more in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live taking off the gloves as always.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Colin Powell shows his true colors, and I'm not talking about race. After being attacked by Hillary for him leading her into the email scandal, he decides he's going to double down and vote for Hillary Clinton. Wow, it's the insiders against the rest of us, that's for sure. Most Americans believe that polls are now showing overwhelmingly that Americans fear their ballot won't count, partly because of election fraud and partly because the insiders have literally shanghaied the elections and rendered us irrelevant. Yeah, they've disenfranchised all of us. Trump gave an incredible Our Movement speech that we played. Governor Phil Bryant of Mississippi literally says, yep, presidential elections are rigged. Wow. Newt Gingrich loses it on the air with Megyn Kelly, says she's fascinated with sex. And by the way, it's true. She hung out with Howard Stern, talked about her sexual desires and her body and everything else. So, Megyn, there you have it. Good luck with that plan. Hillary loses all credibility as our guest riding shotgun today. James Edwards wisely points out, Megyn loses credibility with Fox News, saying that Fox News is not part of the establishment. Good luck with that one, Megyn. By the way, James Edwards with us has incredible news, though, and it's fitting he's on the broadcast with me today, sir.
Well, as regular listeners of Liberty Roundtable know, I am on with Sam typically the third Wednesday of every month. I don't know if you've actually tracked that like a star chart or something, but that's the day of my regularly scheduled monthly drop-in for Liberty Roundtable. And when special occasions present themselves or we're in the news, which, well, that would be incessantly. But we sometimes come on a little more than that. But when Sam called me this morning, I wasn't scheduled to be on today's show. He called me this morning, and I thought, you know what? It's just meant to be. The universe is in perfect harmony, and it just makes sense. Today, October 26th, is actually the 12-year anniversary of the first night the political cesspool ever went on the air. In other words, our inaugural broadcast, the very first time I went on the air as a talk radio host was October 26th, 2004, 12 years ago to the day. We started working with Sam about 7 years ago, and then all the pieces just fit together and coalesced. And now I think you would say, ladies and gentlemen, because of your support of this program, Sam's work, this network is probably, and its hosts are probably in the top 1% in terms of the amount of media publicity and attacks lavished upon us. We have probably arrived, when you take all of the local talkers and all of the individual cities and markets, you've got to put us up there in terms of news coverage with the elite. And, of course, that's because of you and a lot of long years of hard work. 12 years for me, Sam, even much longer than that. But it's an honor, and I said that a moment ago. Just great to be here and celebrating the actual anniversary on your show, Sam. We'll be talking more about it on Saturday when I get on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, 12 years to the day. James Edwards and the political cesspool crew take to the airwaves for their first inaugural broadcast. It was a Saturday then, by the way. Now it's a Wednesday as we gear up for the election. Now I want to drill into this. Wall Street lawyers dominate Clinton fundraising. We're now finding that out. Wall Street lawyers dominate Hillary's fundraising. So she's in bed with Wall Street. She wants open borders. She wants to bring a sexual predator to the West Wing. It's out of control. Now, Newt Gingrich and Megyn Kelly battle about this. It's amazing. You would think two conservatives could get along, but no. I guess one of them isn't too conservative, are they? That would be Megyn Kelly in this case. She hates Trump. She doesn't like Newt now. She'll probably never have Newt back. But what's fascinating is she then talks about, at the end, Newt's anger issues. And she was pretty angry herself. She ends whatever she says. She's like, sir, and this and that, as he disrupts her feminist agenda. Now, what's fascinating about this whole scenario in my mind, though, is there was two parts to this discussion. One, he lost it on the air and said, hey, you know what? Quit talking about sex. You're wasting time. Hillary's got all kinds of corruption going on everywhere. The first part of the debate, though, I want to focus on now between Megyn Kelly and Newt Gingrich. It wasn't really a debate, but it turned out to be one, about election fraud and about the mainstream press's manipulation of the polls versus what he's seeing on the ground. And it's fascinating. She clings to her polls and acts like her polls are like godlike. And Newt Gingrich slaughters that bogus narrative and says, you know what? I don't see on the ground at all what your polls show. And what was fascinating about that is they quote the same newspaper as basically manipulating results. And, hey, this person was up 14 or going to lose by 14 points, and they actually won. It was the same Detroit paper that literally lied about James Edwards and said that James Edwards was the leader of the KKK. By the way, they've been sued over it. They already had to retract their statements, and now the lawsuit's on appeal. Same thuggish newspaper to prove the point. Every time they bring something up, we have a unique host-related tie, James. It's just incredible. Amazing.
Well, it really is, Sam. And the thing about, no, I mean, we're everywhere. We're everywhere because of the audience and because of God's grace, and that's the only reason. We're just proxies for a cause bigger than ourselves, and it's not anything that we've done, that's for sure. But Megyn Kelly quoted these polls. I think she said something like, in the last 40 polls, Trump is behind. I guess Megyn didn't see the polls released last Friday and Saturday. IBD, which I believe that's Investors Business Daily, it was the most accurate poll of the 2012 cycle, had Trump leading. Rasmussen had Trump leading, and so did the LA Times tracking poll. So that's three polls just last weekend, 4 days ago, that had Trump in the lead nationwide. Now, of course, it does come down to the swing states. If Trump doesn't win Florida, it's over before the central time zone even starts tallying their votes. So Trump has to win Florida. He has to win Ohio. He has to win those two states. And you mentioned this yesterday. It really comes down, the whole national election comes down to two states. But that's the way it is with the way the Electoral College is set up.
That's because they manipulated the Electoral College wasn't set up that way in the beginning. It's been perverted to that, though, James. Let's be clear about the founding father-esque reality about the Electoral College. It wasn't set up the way it is now.
Well, I would hope that the founding fathers would expect that they had more sense, because it sure doesn't make a lot of sense now.
That's because they basically removed all the checks and balances, sir.
Well,
we could have a big dialogue about that. No, it's complicated. I'd have to take you back to the founding fathers and explain what the current Electoral College is versus what it used to be. It's very complicated. It would take us an hour broadcast at least to cover it all and get it explained to you. But there was checks and balances in it about who would put forward who, how, why, what, where, and how the runoffs would happen and everything else.
Well, I want to go back to something. Maybe that's something after the election we can sink our teeth into to help people understand, because hopefully it'll be a long, drawn-out process if Trump is cheated out of this thing. But you mentioned Colin. I think it's Colin, and he doesn't know that he pronounces it colon. I don't think he knows the proper pronunciation is Colin. But he voted for Barack Obama. He's this great Republican stalwart high up in the Bush administration. No, he's just an establishment guy. He's just all of the establishment Republicans are voting for Trump. Well, not all, or rather for Clinton. Not all
well,
of them.
He's the
but
guy
the many.
That led Hillary how to create an email scandal of epic proportions, never so egregious in the history of our country. And then he's the guy, even after being attacked for leading that effort for Hillary, decides to double down and vote for her. Wow.
Well, they're all part of the establishment, and that's what goes back to that clip you played in the first segment of this hour. Trump gets it. It is us versus them. And when I say us versus them, I mean the people versus an oligarchy. I can't even call it establishment. Establishment wouldn't be bad if it was establishment of God-fearing constitutionalist, good, hearty, red red-blooded, tax-paying American people, the establishment would be okay if they were the establishment, if we were the establishment. But we're talking about an elite oligarchy versus the people, and we have the most unlikely of champions, a blue-collar billionaire from Manhattan, but that's the way God saw it. And he might not be the most godly person we could have picked, but I believe he's God's man for this election and for this time, and sometimes God sends flawed people like King David to do his work. I think Trump is the man. I think Trump would be a defender and protector of traditional Americanism and of the faith of our fathers, Sam. And listen, folks, we can have the postmortems in about 2.5 weeks. This thing is still very much alive and in play. Do the right thing. I have never been one, ever, never in my life or in my advocacy to say vote for the lesser of two evils so we can keep the Democrat from getting in. I have never voted for a Republican nominee. This time it is different. For the first time in my life, I am voting for the Republican nominee for president. Take that for what you will. That's my personal testimony on the issue.
You got that right. Now, it's fascinating you bring up David, because Richard Mack wrote a book called Are You a David? And it was an appeal to sheriffs and saying, will you stand up for freedom and not go along with this tyranny? And I agree with Richard Mack's book, but it brings it up in relation to the Donald as well. You got Hillary and the mainstream press in bed with government and corruption and big money on one side. And then you got, that's Goliath. And then you got, are you a David? Donald Trump seems to be a David in many cases, standing up against the establishment for liberty and freedom. And if God can use David, God can use Donald.
And Sam, listen, that's exactly right. I want everybody to know that, because this is a Christian network. The people who host programs on this network are Christians, and we have Christian families. But you're 100% right about that. And I'll tell you one more thing about Donald Trump in closing. Not only does he understand these things, he is speaking out about these things, and you do not speak out about these things in politics. That is the kind of stuff that gets you killed.
And
he's still
Donald
doing
pointed
it.
Out one other thing. He says, you know what? It doesn't even matter how rich I am. They claim I'm not rich. It doesn't even matter how rich I am. I could live a nice life forever, me and my family, and never deal with this. And he's right. Now, by the way, there's a headline now that says these clown bans across the country are unconstitutional. Boy, do I agree with that. However, I might want to ban the media clowns, James, because they're out of control. They're nuts. Look at Megyn Kelly. I mean, she foams at the mouth on her feminazi agenda. She literally proves that Fox is a shill insider group for Hillary as she attacks not only Donald Trump relentlessly, but now she attacks Newt Gingrich. I think that I need to get on with Fox and have my bout with her as well. Megan, the opportunity and the invitation is open at my expense for you to come on Liberty Roundtable. I challenge you to invite me onto your program, because I will absolutely clean your clock. I don't care if you're a woman or not. I won't be kind like everybody else. I will absolutely eat you for lunch, ma'am. Bring it on. This nation
Megyn Kelly
shall endure.
Megyn on the